welcome to another episode of my personal podcast, Ned Knows. Today, I'm talking to the creator of Paws and Tails, Dave Carl. Well, thanks for being with me today, Dave.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ned.
So, because I'm me, I happen to know that you have written the first ever Paws and Tails book. Well, tell me more about that.
I'd love to. It's called The Overcomers. And reading this book will be like reading maybe five regular episodes. The club is in the middle of a big new adventure, and there are new characters we introduce.
Yes, fascinating, Dave. I have it, though, by good authority, that this book centers around Ned and how he saves the day for everyone.
Well, no, that's not what the book is about. It is significantly about the struggle against evil that lurks high up in Wild Mountain. If anything, I'd have to say it centers around Stacy.
What? I gave you really good notes when you were writing this. What happened to all my great ideas?
Well, mostly I didn't read them. There was a lot of notes, Ned. In the book I did write, we meet Smidge, a badger who really wants to become someone who will make a difference. And he meets up with Crockett, a genuine overcomer, who begins to teach him how to survive in the woods and how to take care of the miners digging for gold in the tunnels of Wild Mountain.
Ned knows what this book was supposed to be about. In those notes you did not read, Ned inherits $1 million, but he does not let anyone know about it. And he sneaks around and secretly helps those in need and uses all kinds of really neat gadgets to fight crime.
I did read that part of the notes, but in this first Paws and Tails book, The Overcomers, we follow the club as they begin a new adventure, and we see how Crockett battles bandits and the evil minion in only the way an overcomer can.
Well, I did not know that you changed the whole book, Dave. This is a bitter disappointment. Well, this ends this episode of Ned Knows. Thanks for joining me, Dave Carl, who ignored all my notes. I'll see you all next time for another episode of Ned Knows. Joel, stop tape!
Previously on Paws and Tails...
Roll up your sleeve and let's pull out some gold.
Here goes nothing. It's getting hot. It's starting to burn.
Don't give up now, son.
No, I can't. My hand.
Oh, my.
What's on my hand? It's red. It's stained red. What is this stuff? Get it off of me! Get it off of me!
Gotta go. See you later, son.
Wait a minute. Where are you going? Don't leave me!
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. Seems this town is changing some every day. The library, the big and wonderful library that Mr. Rockler's building for the town is in the final stages of getting done. Folks here have never seen such a building. It's big and fancy and big. In preparation for the grand opening, Mr. Rockler has asked Miss Harbor for a favor.
All right, class, let's put our math books away.
Finally, math gives me a headache.
Goose, let's keep the commentary to yourself, please.
Yes, Miss Harbor.
It looks as though the new library will be completed on time, and the town is preparing for the ribbon-cutting ceremony.
The what? Who's cutting ribbon?
That's how towns celebrate the opening of something new, like our library. They'll have a ribbon across the entrance, and someone special will cut the ribbon, and that will mean that it is open for us to all go in.
Seems like a waste of good ribbon to me.
It sure does.
Waste, waste, waste.
Mr. Rockler has asked for our help.
He wants us all to donate our ribbons.
He wouldn't.
Waste, waste, waste.
Well, he's not getting mine.
Knock it off, CJ. Marcia, he's just kidding.
CJ, all of you, that will be enough.
Sorry.
Once you enter the library, there will be large display cases on both sides of the walls. Now, Mr. Rockler has asked for our help in filling them.
Oh, I can't wait. That's a lot.
Yes, each one of you will make a project of any sort that will represent a reason why Wildwood is a wonderful place to live. The best from each grade level will be selected, and it will go on permanent display.
Wow.
Forever permanent?
Yes, Ned. Mr. Rockler wants future generations to remember us.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
What kind of projects?
It could be anything.
Like a painting?
That would be wonderful, Goose.
I could paint. I could paint the ships in the bay.
I love that idea.
What about, maybe a nice wildflower display?
Oh, brother.
That would be great. For about 2 days until the flowers died.
I meant dried flowers, Ned.
Oh, well, that would be better.
Oh, I could paint flowers.
No, you cannot. The flowers are my idea.
I would like for all of you to think of something that will tell future generations why we love living here. And if your project is selected, that is a way for you to be remembered, too.
Double wow!
Okay, it's almost time for lunch. Let's start it a little early, and you can think about your projects.
Oh, I can't wait.
Miss Harper! Miss Harper!
Yes, Marcia?
What will they do with all of the leftover ribbon?
Unbelievable!
Marcia!
Wow, look! I got cookies! Today I have cookies.
You always have cookies.
Every day you have cookies.
So? I guess I'm just a glass half full kind of weasel. Oh, look! My cup of milk is half full!
What would be great is a photograph of the whole town.
You got a camera?
No.
That's a problem.
That was rude. I could paint a picture of the town.
No, you can't. That was my idea.
What is it about living here that would make for a winning project?
He's got an idea.
What is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's growing, building.
The best thing about Wildwood, the stories from the cylinders.
Ha ha! The stories from the cylinders. That's great. Wow, that is a good one. What about the stories?
The player.
Yeah. I'm going to make a cylinder player.
You know how to make a cylinder player?
No.
That's a problem.
That was rude.
I'm going to make a pretend player, Stace. It would take a genius to make a real one. I'll go and make a drawing of it.
Hey, Mr. Collins had cameras.
Yes, he did.
I'll ask Mrs. Collins if I could borrow one. I'll take a picture of the whole town. From Fortress Rock.
Oh, that's a great idea.
A painting, a photograph, and a mock cylinder player.
I thought he was going to build a pretend player.
It's the same thing.
Oh. What are you going to do, Ned?
Oh, nuts. I have no idea.
Well, every kid in school went home that day, planning and dreaming about what they'd make for their project. Every kid except Ned.
See you tomorrow. Don't worry. You'll think of a project, and it'll be the best one, too.
Absolutely.
Think big, Ned. You can win if you think big.
Oh, sure I can. Except for Goose, who paints like Rembrandt, and Stacy, who will take a great picture of the town, and CJ, who had the best idea of them all. Why does he always have to do that? He'll win, and he will be remembered in this town forever. No one will even remember that Ned Cleaver even existed.
It shouldn't be that way.
No!
It doesn't have to be that way. No, not at all.
Great. You can just leave.
Not me. No, sir. I'm here to help.
Oh, like you did last time? How is that hand?
Huh, dandy, except for the red stain that won't go away.
Oh, sorry to hear that, but it wasn't my fault, you know.
How can it not be your fault when...
Look, CJ doesn't need to win this.
You know about the project?
It's all anyone is talking about.
Well, all I need to do is come up with a project that will outshine everyone I know. CJ always wins, and Goose...
You are the smartest one of the bunch, aren't you?
Yes.
Then go with your strength, son. Use your brain power. What is CJ going to make?
A mock cylinder player.
A mock cylinder player?
A pretend player.
Oh, of course.
There are these phonographic cylinders in the Collins mansion, and...
I know, son. I've heard of them. Well, if a smart fellow like you were willing...
What?
It would be hard.
What? What would be hard?
What if you were to make...
Oh, you're driving me nuts! Make what?
A real cylinder plane. One that really works.
It would take a genius to... It would take a genius to make one of those. Hey!
There you go, son. Now the wheels are turning.
I'm Milo from Michigan. I love listening to Paws and Tails when I'm getting ready for bed at night. Oh, and my parents listen too.
Welcome, everyone. Ned the Beaver here, beloved star of Paws and Tails. We have some parents with me today that would love to tell you what they think about the fun, the biblical teaching, and the music of Paws and Tails. Go right ahead, please.
Well, I love...
Closer to the microphone, please.
Oh, sorry. I love that Paws and Tails is fun for kids and parent. I kind of expect my kids learn from the episodes, but so do we.
Oh, very nice. And you, sir, you're next.
I love that some of the episodes are telling the Bible stories. My kids totally know the story of Esther now because of Paws and Tails.
Yes, yes, so good to hear. Now you, ma'am, that I have never met before...
Well, I love that the kids in the club are so fun and take care of each other while they're all learning about God.
Mom, read the whole script.
And I love that Ned Cleaver character. He is my favorite.
Better. Much better.
Stop slouching, Ned.
Mom!
You're slouching.
Oh, Mom, stop!
Took a hold of the idea to make a real cylinder player, and he wouldn't let it go. The problem was, he wanted to make it for all the wrong reasons. He was doing it out of anger and pride, a terrible combination. He turned his basement into a laboratory of sorts, and the only reasons he ever came out was for supplies, and when his mother made him eat and go to school. Wasn't anything wrong with wanting to make a real player, but the way he was going about it was a sin.
Hey, Ned. We waited for you on the road for about 10 minutes. I thought you were staying home sick.
I wanted to, believe me.
We're starting a game of kickball. Come on.
No, thanks. I need to do some reading.
Still working on your secret project? Let me see.
No, you cannot see. Get away!
Calm down, Ned.
Wow, Ned. What's wrong?
Nothing! Everything! I'm focused, okay? I just need you all to leave me alone. You'll see what I'm working on when it's on permanent display in the library. Then you'll see. Then you'll all see.
We'll all see what?
Bonkers. Totally bonkers.
What was that all about?
Ned's all mad about something. Well, I don't know. Hey, look what you got!
This, my good citizens, is a real camera with real film in it.
Shiny buttons.
Very nice. How many shots in it?
Well, plenty. But it's the developing part that's the problem. Each print, that's what we call the pictures.
You mean you photographers?
Each print costs money. I'm only going to take a couple of pictures and have them developed. I'm going to go up and take the shot of the whole town after school.
I want to come!
You can come. I want to get one in the club, too. Marcia! Ned, come here! I got the camera!
Wow, this is so exciting!
When do you have to give it back?
Mrs. Collins decided to take care of it. I don't think she cares when.
You have a camera? Wow!
Let me see. That is so great!
Line up over there, in the light. Marcia, your coat?
What's wrong with my coat?
Will you work with me here? The coat has got to go. Ned, your sweater, too. And I need you in the back.
Sure, in the back. That's where I always am, isn't it? Everyone, get in front of old Ned.
But you need to be in it, too. Should we get Miss Harbor to take it?
Nope. It has its own timer on it. Get ready. Ned, quit looking like someone just stepped on your tail. Smile, everyone!
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. What did you expect?
I don't know. A flash of light, smoke, something. I don't think it worked.
It worked. Ned, you want to see the camera?
Sure, yeah. Let's have a look.
Maybe we could take a picture of Ned's secret project.
You will not!
Ned, he was only kidding. Relax.
You'll see. You'll all see.
Ned, look at your arm.
My arm? Oh, no. Oh, no!
Ned, the stains moved all the way up your arm. What have you done?
Leave me alone! I haven't done anything! Give me back my sweater. I just need everyone to just leave me alone! I don't need any of you! I am an island!
He's out of control.
This is bad. Very bad.
Ned would not even so much as talk to anyone in the club. So on he worked in his dark and stuffy basement, getting more tired and even more angry.
Ah! This is wrong! Wrong, wrong, wrong! What's missing? Oh, something's not right.
Gracious, son, what seems to be the problem?
The problem?
Ooh, this place is full of fumes from that varnish. You need to keep the window open, son.
Look at my arm. Look at it.
Gracious, son. It's worse.
Yeah, it's a lot worse. I think it gets worse when I'm doing something that I shouldn't.
Oh, I find that very unlikely. Wow, look at your player.
I'll never get it to work. I can't do it. I've made 5 trips to the Collins Mansion. I've made drawings. I've made more drawings. I keep missing things. I'm running out of time, and I can't keep doing this.
Well, that is a problem, if ever I seen one. What if you just borrowed the real player and brought it here?
I asked.
You asked Mrs. Collins?
Yes, I did.
And she said no?
It's the only one she has. If it broke, that would be the end of listening to the cylinders. It's too risky. She did let me take one of the cylinders, though, to test with.
But she said no to the player? Well, I didn't think Mrs. Collins said no to anything. She let Stacy borrow that camera.
Yes, she did.
I don't know. Doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem fair.
It does not.
Well, I guess they're gonna beat you after all. Shame. It's a real shame.
No! They haven't beaten me! All I need is a real player.
Where are you going, son?
None of your business. I don't need you. I am an island.
Don't do anything foolish.
Don't tell me what to do. No one tells me what to do.
While Ned was on his way to, well, steal the player from Mrs. Collins, the rest of the club was having an emergency meeting in the fort.
He's acting like a creep. I think we should just let him be a creep.
He does this sometimes, and he always comes back around. It's the way he is. We should just let it pass.
Well, he is being mean, and I don't want to be around him right now.
Guys, what about the stain? What about the scarlet stain on his arm?
I don't know. It's worse.
Don't you get it? He's going down a dark path right now. When he does that, the stain spreads.
So he sins and the stain gets bigger? Oh, come on.
That doesn't make sense.
We can't just leave him alone. He's going, bad. He needs our help or things could get very bad.
Goose, how bad?
The kind of bad that I'm afraid will hurt him for the rest of his life.
Hello in there. Hello, sir. Are you awake?
I do not require sleep. What do you have for me?
Really? Never need sleep. Not even Friday nights? Boy, I do. By the end of the week, I'm exhausted and...
What do you have for me?
Oh, yes. Good news. Very good news. It's going just like you thought. That boy has a lot of pride, I'd say. Says he's an island.
He said that?
Oh, he did.
Excellent. As long as he stays by himself, he is mine. Is he getting the player?
He is this very moment. I expect he'll have it back in his basement within the hour. But then what? How do we destroy it?
Is Ned working with the chemicals you suggested?
Oh, yes. The place is just filled with fumes. What with the varnishes and the cleaners and all.
You need to be sure that there is a deep pile of rags soaked with those chemicals. On the ground before you, you have two red balls.
Oh, yes, I see them right there.
Put one of them under the rags, and you will have 5 minutes before it bursts into flames and burns the player into ash.
Wow, like a time bomb or something. Oh my, I should think that'll do it. That'll catch the whole house on fire too, don't you think?
Yes, I believe it will.
I'm Landon from Mount Pleasant, North Carolina. Don't go away. There's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
Hey, everyone. This is Dave Coral, creator of Paws and Tails. Wait, Stace, is that what you wanted for this?
Yeah, Dave, that's fine. Keep going.
Okay. Well, I've been trying to get Stacy to tell us about her welcome cookies. As you know, Stace is pretty famous around Wildwood for baking cookies and giving them to folks that have just moved in or what else, Stace?
You know, if someone is sick or just needs a cookie hug.
I love that. Who doesn't need a cookie hug on occasion? Well, she bakes them with her mom, and I think we're going to have a sample here. Where are the cookies?
Ned, did you eat all the cookies?
Well, they smell amazing. You can get a copy of Stacy's welcome cookie recipe and bake them yourself. With the help of your parents, of course. Just log on to pawsandtails.org and head into the clubhouse to get your copy of Stacy's welcome cookie recipe.
Why is everyone mad at me? Why do I get blamed for everything?
Ned, you have cookie crumbs on your chin.
Well, maybe I did it this time, but I get blamed for everything all the time.
And we'd love to see your plate of cookies. So take a photo and upload it to the clubhouse. We'll post them all on the Wall of Fame so the whole world can see what a great baker you are. But don't forget to give them away.
Oh, and try a couple first. It's just good quality control.
I would try a couple first. Happy baking.
Is it ready?
I think so.
Now you gotta try it sometime.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, son. Now!
Item 93 is a rather crude oil lamp.
Nuts!
Was that
terrible? We just carved a groove in the cylinder. I think the arm is too heavy.
Was that Mr. Collins?
Yeah, it was.
Now, if I use a rubber band... No, a counterweight. Yeah, a counterweight. I've got
that was Mr. Collins? Curious.
Why? What did you expect?
I don't know. I just thought he would sound more evil.
Mr. Collins? Who have you been talking to? He was a great man.
Well, that's what you say.
Hey, be careful with that stuff.
Ever so sorry. Here, I'll wipe it up. Throw me some rags, will you? Won't take but a minute to get this all mopped up. Where can I put these wet rags?
The trash can over there is fine.
Oh, yeah. That'll do nicely. Oh, yes. Very nicely indeed.
Hey, Ned, you down there?
Woo-hoo. Gotta go, son. See you later.
Close the window behind me now.
Hey, it's kind of creepy down here.
Who said you could come down here?
And hello to you, too.
Stacy?
Your mom told us we could come down.
Ah! Well, I guess it's too late for you guys to do anything about it anyway.
About what? Oh, the fumes down here are terrible. Oh, you shouldn't be down here.
Look, Ned, we brought our projects. Stacy has her photo of Wildwood. Look.
Yeah, great.
Look, I painted a... Well, I started to paint the bay, and then I painted the mountains, and, well, then I decided to paint something completely different.
What is that?
That is my project.
You made a mock player, too.
Oh, no. I made a real player.
No kidding. It really works?
Yes. Well, almost. It will by tomorrow when we turn in our projects.
Hey, what's this?
Will you quit poking around in my stuff?
That's the player. Mrs. Collins' player. Did she say you could take it?
She said you could take the camera.
You stole Mrs. Collins' player?
I did not. I borrowed it.
This is not a good place to be right now. The fumes and stuff. We should get out of here.
Well, I wish you would get out. Get out now! All of you!
Something's not right in here.
It's Ned. He's out of control.
When my player is on permanent display, you will all see that I'm not just any old... the trash can!
Get out! Everyone, get out of here before the whole place goes up!
Oh, no! What have I done?
Stacy, what are you doing?
I can just put the lid on the trash can, maybe.
Good thinking, Stace.
We gotta get it out of here. Grab it. It's hotter than a stove. Here, Stace, use the towel as a hot pad.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, be careful.
Careful. Okay, look out.
Come on, watch out for that step.
Oh.
Here we go.
Ned, are you okay?
I'm gonna burn my whole house down.
But we're here now. We're not going to let that happen.
Look out the window. They got it into the yard. Come on, Stace. Just a little farther. Oh! Stace, you okay?
Yeah, you?
Just barely. You guys okay?
Fine. But Ned's lawn will never be the same.
Ned, you okay?
I've been stupid and mean. And I stole from Mrs. Collins. What have I done?
Well, in all of the scrambling around in Ned's basement, Goose's painting was ruined, and Stacy's photograph of the town had been stepped on and torn. Ned apologized to the club and even to Mrs. Collins. The stain on his arm went back down to only his hand. But since he just could not humble himself enough to repent and ask forgiveness from God, the stain remained on his hand just like it was before. Since most of their projects had been ruined, the club had a special meeting and decided how they were going to handle the project problem.
Good morning, Miss Harbor.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, all of you. What brings you all in so early?
We're presenting our project.
Fine. You can just set them up on the counter. Now make sure your names are on them because...
We only have one project.
But you all were working on one.
Yeah, well,
We had a little accident. Some of them got wrecked.
I see.
So we voted on what was left, and we want... Well, we all voted on this one.
A picture of... you all?
It was the only other picture I took.
And we decided that the thing we like best about living in Wildwood...
is our friends.
I think that this is wonderful. And since it is the only project turned in by the third grade class, this will go on...
permanent display. Yeah, we know. We want future generations to know about our friends.
I have a feeling that future generations will indeed know about you all. I just have a feeling.
Hello? Sir? Are you here?
Of course he's here. Where else could he go?
Has it been destroyed?
Well, there is a funny story about that. You know those kids, Ned's friends? Yes. Well, they went over to Ned's basement, and after the fire started, they sort of, put it out.
No!
Let me tell you a little something about this. Come on now, come here and listen. You got your life all sewn up. You don't need anyone now. But something's tearing you up. A needle in you somehow. Ow! You think that all on your own. Your plans are seamless and strong. But while you go it alone, you know that something is wrong. That's right. You can't be an island in an ocean of blues. You can't play a game alone, 'cause you'll always lose. You can't tell a joke if no one's there to amuse. 'Cause life is always better when the ones become twos. It's always good to have some good friends around, you know? That's right. So let me tell you the truth. God sends you people who care, like Moses, Adam, and Ruth. They had their sidekicks right there. If y'all don't know who they are, look them up. So when you're stuck in a pinch and God sends help, don't refuse. Don't do that now, 'cause life can sure be a cinch. Yeah, it can. When any ones become twos, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't be an island in an ocean of blues. You can't be a rainbow if there's no other hues. You can't be a foot wearing left and right shoes. Yes, life is always better when the ones become twos. You know, two are better than one. That's right. When you drift from your friends and no one's around, you go coconuts and run your life aground. 'Cause we tend to do what's wrong when no one's there to make a fuss. So put one and one together, that's how God designed us. Play it some. You best testify now. I think we can find an interpretation for that little phrase. Warren, is there anything you can't do? Ice cream for you, Warren. You can't be an island in an ocean of blues. You can't see what's righteous through your solitude views. It's like stepping in quicksand with your friends all a snooze. 'Cause life is always better when the ones become twos. You can't be an island in an ocean of blues. You can't see what's righteous through your solitude views. Like stepping in quicksand with your friends all asleep. Cause life is always bitter. You know life is always bitter. Life is always bitter when the ones become two. Or three, or four, or maybe even more. That's right.
The Island of Ned was written and directed by David Carl. The song Ones Become Twos was written by Sandy Howell and Mark Edward Lewis. Music was by Tim Hausman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. And thank you, Julie. We miss you. On the next Paws and Tales...
Is there something wrong, CJ?
We better get going. Bye. I just got the feeling that he was doing something wrong.
Did you see that? It was as if he saw right through me. We will need to keep an eye on that one.
Be sure to join us for another episode of Inside.